Good morning, church. It is good to see all your faces today. Let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's sing. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, every single week, our prayer, our desire is the same, that we have songs to sing. We want to worship you. We want to glorify you. So Father God, we want to come to you now in spirit and in truth. And if there be anything that is hindering us from coming to you in that precise way that you want us to come, Father, help us now just to be able to remove that so that we can just come to you uninhibited and just praise you and just enjoy this time. And so, Father, we thank you now for your Holy Spirit coming also down and ministering to us as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. Of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands. We will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands. We will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land.
Amen.
Amen. all the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Sons of God, that we should be called the sons of God.
Yes, Lord.
You'll find that in 1 John 3:1. That is part of the reason why we use the King James Bible. If you think about this, it says that we're the sons of God, right? John 3:16, everybody's familiar with that. I heard that on the radio the other day, and they were saying that Jesus was God's only son. And I thought, isn't that in contradiction then to the rest of the Bible? If I'm a son of God and Jesus is the only son. But the King James Bible specifically says that he is God's only begotten son. Begotten is a very, very important word. There's a difference between that. Indeed, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us that we should be called the sons of God.
Upon life's billows you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does a cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Amen.
It's important sometimes to stop and do that.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's a fantastic song for when you're in a good mood, right?
Amen.
But it's also a fantastic song for when you're not in a good mood. Praise the Lord. I just like the words on the chorus so much. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. You know, this is about a song about revival, not mediocrity and just complacency and apathy. That has no place in this song. It's active. You have all parts of the Godhead flowing and moving in through us and in this church and in this land. That's what it's talking about. Indeed. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Indeed, that picture says a whole lot, doesn't it?
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Thank you, Lord.
Times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips a solid rock.
Amen.
My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, thanks. a sanctuary.
Prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Hallelujah. And with thanksgiving, we'll be a sanctuary for you. Help me, Lord, to be a channel right now, that your power will move through me. I pray in the name of Jesus, and touch hearts today. We pray in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every person in this body, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Let the excitement rise, we pray. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Father. Let it be joy unspeakable and full of glory in this body of believers. Oh, Lord, we are in the house of the Lord. We are excited to be in the house. We are privileged. Oh, hallelujah, to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We are children of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. All the time comes and now is that the true worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Father is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for something wonderful happening today. Something beautiful, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, what happened in the book of Acts, it can happen today. It can happen, oh, Lord, in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we assemble together, as we are all in one accord, as we are perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment, let your power fall. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. When Jesus assembled together with them, he told them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, who he said, you heard of me, For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. And he told them, continue saying, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the utmost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. And look at this. When the day of the Pentecost fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Suddenly came a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place where they were sitting. And there were appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. Oh, and they all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we're looking forward to the same thing to happen in this upper room here, in this body of believers. Oh Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and what he did 2,000 years ago, he can do today. And we're looking forward with expectancy, with excitement, that you will move in such a mighty way, O Lord, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And let us all expect it. Let us all receive it, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. Let it be no doubt or unbelief that God has moved, then he can move today and do great and mighty things that we knew not. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, what you promised, you are also able to perform. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you for this glorious day. We pray, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move such a mighty way today, O Lord, and anoint the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Anoint the music as it will come afterwards also, we pray. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony, we pray. And let it be a glorious day and a day of victory, that your name be lifted up and your name be glorified. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you give the pastor freedom to preach today and let the word come out with power. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you have in store for each and every one of us, Lord. And we bless you, we thank you, we love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens, and thy glory is above all the earth. So as we about to receive this offering, as every man, woman, and child, as they purpose in their heart, let them give. Let them give not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things. It may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Lord, that you stand good in your promises. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for many blessings upon this church body, O Lord. Upon the church's finances, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Thank you.
Okay, good morning. Got time for some testimonies. Okay. Myself this week, very, very busy. And God's given us whatever it took to get it done. So, very thankful for that. And He keeps pouring it on us. Where blessings are overtaking us. So, that's my testimony. Okay, Natalia. She's not shy about raising her hand.
Poor girl.
Psalm 61, verse 3 and 4. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from my enemies. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in thy covered of thy wings.
Arise
and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him, for the King is almighty. Mighty God, go forth and praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth and praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him, for the King is Almighty God. Go forth and praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth and praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a wonderful day that we can be here today, all of us. And excuse me for wearing the glasses because of the light, the strong light, temporary. But the reason why I came up here is because of this Bible. It's exactly the identical Bible that I had given to somebody that came from Oregon, and we met them in California, this couple, and she had no Bible. And it was the only one I had with me, that Bible. And that's exactly the same. With everything in what Jesus spoke in red writing. And also, it's the original tongue. Hebrews, Greek. And so it is very precious to me to get this Bible. And what I have dedicated to, I will tell you exactly, because most people have this kind of thing in the Bible. This Holy Bible is presented to me, which is Ina, of course, and from the Lord, because the Lord provided this Bible. You better believe it. God is a God of miracles. I have been praying since I sort of didn't have that type of Bible anymore. And I have written down exactly when I got it. But it is more than precious to me because of the way it happened. And it happened like I went into a store that I normally never have gone into. I mean, this is not my background, but it says it was saying something, the people that love books come here to this store or something like that. And of course I love books, but I was just hesitant to go in there. But I went in there, and I didn't got that Bible, but I got the Spanish Bible from the original tongue in both languages, Spanish and English. And I will donate that, of course. But this gentleman, he told me where I could get this. He didn't know what I was looking for, really, but he knew that I looked for a King James Bible, of course, with original tongues, you know. And so he gave me the Bible store where to go and look for it. And so that's why I'm here to share this. This is God's mercy and grace. And with God, everything is possible. And I believing, that's why I have my glasses now, that I'm in process of being healed. But I still have the joy of the Lord. And God is with us all.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Are we happy today? All right. We got some prayer requests here this morning. And I'd like to share this one here with first. You know, if you're diagnosed with cancer, it's devastating. And every day people are diagnosed with cancer. We got this request, was sent in July 28th, and I just read it to you. Pam Anderson requested prayer for her husband, James Dufresne. He was just recently diagnosed with larynx cancer. The doctor says he's never been wrong. She's requesting that this will be the first time he is wrong. And Pam and her husband have been watching our sermons or videos. I have never heard from them before. We do not know where they live. But I'm thinking about that when you have a husband and a wife, and one is diagnosed with cancer, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of house you live in then. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. Your health might be gone. So let's really pray for this couple here. And I believe that God simply can't remove that cancer and destroy it. So we're going to pray for that today. We're going to pray for Reggie Shin. He's facing a very tough decision in his life. It's important that he be able to be strong and take a stand. His life is in danger, and we need to pray hard for him. Going back to the oil prices, oil prices remained flat this week, ended up at $78.95 a barrel. This is down 3 cents since last week. So your prayer was worth 3 cents. So praise God for that. It's better than the other way. The banksters tried hard last week to get oil over $80 a barrel, but their attempts were stopped. We know that God is at work. Let's again petition to God not to hold the price of oil flat, but to drastically bring it down. We got to remember now that we are living under grace. God is good. We can pray against the world government, and we are. And we can be victorious until God said, you know, time is up. Let us pray for revival in our church among all the people that are connected to us around the world. Before God can begin to bring in the unsaved people, we need to be revived and on fire for God. Also pray that God will open the doors for us in the greatest Sacramento area. Very few people in this area know that we are here, and it would take money to get some kind of advertisement going. Now, we have been handing out flyers. We've been to shopping centers. This entire neighborhood has been canvassed by Soterios and his wife and a group of people. We've been just about every door they've been to, and for some reason, they are not coming. So we're going to pray for that. Let us praise the Lord for the financial blessing we had in the month of July. Thanks to God's people responding, we were able to pay rent on the church building, two mortgages on the production center, salaries for Charles, and some salary for Lois Amaker. All bills were paid on time. What was not paid was a salary for the pastor and social security taxes for the pastors. If all the people who helped out in July will continue to help us on a monthly basis, our economy will improve greatly. So we're all thanking God for that. I had a chance to talk to Gert Timmerman this morning, and he sends his greetings to this church. They were very happy to be here to meet all of you. And they are just rejoicing what God is doing. So it is wonderful to have a family around the world that we simply can be praising God for. So at this time, let's have people come up that like to pray, and we're going to pray for these different needs. And Wesley, would you stand as we go to God in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just come before you, and we thank you that you have met our financial needs, and we acknowledge that it is from you and that you have been our provider all along. We know that you have a purpose for our body because Jesus is the head of this church. And we know that you are guiding us and that that you will take care of these needs. And we ask that you would continue to lead and guide us in every detail and everything that we do. Show us everything that we need to do in order to be in line with your word and to be just like in the book of Acts, Lord. We desire to be like that. And we know that in the book of Acts, the churches went through many difficulties, but they were walking in God's will, and they were guided by you. So we ask that we would be guided by you and that our financial needs would all be met. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for our many blessings, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the knowledge of the truth and good, sound Bible teaching, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to meet here in this body and get a pretty exhaustive study of the Bible. And it is wonderful, Lord. And I'm reminded in your word, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, Lord. So it is very key to have the right information and the right knowledge and wisdom. And Lord, we know the days are getting darker, and people need to come to Jesus, because if they do not repent and submit, the chances are very likely that they will never get the opportunity, Lord. So we thank you for your spirit to move, to go out into the world and bring conviction, Lord, that people would be able to repent, to grab hold of the truth, the real truth, and follow Jesus, Lord, and make it through to the end, Lord, where we know the outcome of the story already. It's been written. We win. Satan loses, and all his hosts lose with him. So we thank you, Father, for revival among the Christian church, and for the Christian church to come into right teaching, Lord. And we come against all the compromise that is out there, where they've compromised the Word of God to appease men. And we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Or they compromise the Word of God so they might have federal funding or whatever the situation might be. It is it's never right to compromise the Word of God. So we thank you, Father, for right teaching, revival, and repentance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, God, just giving you all the praise and honor and glory, and thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross to save us from eternal life and from hell. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the way that you're dealing with the oil crisis and how you've held it to where it didn't rise this last month, Lord God, and that you've got great things to show us in the future. And Lord, that we know that you're in charge and that you have control over every single thing in this world. And I just give you the praise and honor and glory for that, Lord. And I just pray and ask you that you will drive these prices of oil down to where we can afford to go to work and to do the things that we need to do that are necessary in this life. And Lord, I just praise you and thank you, Lord God, that you are going to take care of all things and all our needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that we can come before you and let our requests be made known unto you. And Lord, we lift up to you Pam Anderson as she prays for her husband, as she wants prayer for her husband for the cancer that is in his body. Heavenly Father, you send your word and heal us. And we want to ask you right now, Lord, that you send the word and this man will be healed.
Amen.
But we pray also, Lord, that the spiritual root will be found. Either the spiritual root or a generation curse that might be in that man's life. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you reveal it to them, that they may get rid of it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Anyhow, whatever it might be, Lord, let the healing come in that man's body. And we all in one accord right now, we curse that cancer.
Yes.
And command it to die, to evaporate and be ejected out of this man's body. And we pray healing, Lord. Healing in that man's body. And we break the power of that infirmity also in the name of Jesus and command it to loose that man in the name of Jesus and be bound, chained into prison by God's holy angels. And we thank you, Father, let it be done according to your word, because Jesus went on the cross for that. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, James is healed. And we claim it today, and we thank you, praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to hear a good report. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we lift up Reggie Shin here.
Yes.
And Father, in order to just protect his privacy, you know what's going on, but I'm not going to mention it right now. But Father, the situation with him is to the point where he needs to make a decision. And Father, when it comes to emotions in our lives, they play a very, very strong part where they make us do things sometimes that are not rational. So Father God, we just ask now that you would just give him a clear mind. Show him exactly what it is that he needs to do so that he will be able to make that right and correct decision. And so, Father, we just thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that Michael and Lubov Blair and children are in Sacramento. We thank you, Father God, they arrived here safely yesterday. And we pray right now, Lord, that you will give them strength, recuperate, Father God, for this long trip. And we thank you, Father God, for helping them to settle into their apartment this week, Lord, so we can welcome them next Sunday. with joy to welcome them back, Father God, to this congregation. This is, Father God, where they were both delivered. This is where they were married. This is, Father God, where they worked before they moved out of town. And we thank you for that, Father. And we also want to lift up Jason Sims to you from New York, Father God. That this young man, who is floundering right now, Father God. Lord, you know his dad is grieving over his son that he raised, Father God. And the son is walking away from Christ. And he's getting banged up, Lord. It's not doing well for him. And we pray, Father God, that the teachings and the love that Eric Sims placed in his son Jason should not be done in vain. But Lord, you say, raise up a child the way he should go, and he would not depart from it. And we thank you for Jason coming back to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be a man of God that, Father God, Eric can be proud of. Lord, he can be simply thanking you for that you touch his son. And we thank you for that right now, that whatever it takes, Lord, that there be victory in that area. And I want to thank you, Father God, right now for this church. Thank you for the love that is in this church. And thank you, Father God, for having heard all the prayers spoken here today, that they are now been answered. And we thank you, we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Outlines handed out.